this country is not going to have communists. Thank you.
This is why people are so apathetic towards our political system right now. All right, everybody, we have some insane news. And the news is Trump basically just burned his entire party and all of the American people by throwing a tantrum. What Trump just did is so absurd that it is going to directly affect all of us, as Congress was right about to pass a landmark historic housing bill. This housing bill was going to deregulate certain sectors in a surgical manner to allow more housing, which means cheaper housing, which means Americans have an overall better quality of life. On top of that, all of the Republicans were gloating about this bill and about how historic it was. Caroline Leavitt just yesterday posted this cocky post in which she said, "This is going to be another promise made and promise kept." We have Patrick Ruffini, who said just last night, "Far-left lunatics triumph in New York primaries. Meanwhile, Trump is on the verge of signing a landmark housing bill passed by the Republican Congress." Well, to be fair, less Republicans voted for this than Democrats, but I will point out, this was bipartisan legislation. Both sides in the House and the Senate decided that this was a great bill to pass because it helped the American people. This is the first time in, 9 months that both sides have agreed on anything at all. The last time they both agreed on something, it was to allow food stamps to be used for chicken because Republicans don't want it used for hot foods at all, and they decided to compromise, and we passed something that actually meaningfully helped a lot of Americans who need it. So there are times when Congress can come together and pass something that helps people, and today was supposed to be one of those days. I'll give you a summary of this landmark bill in one moment, but let me run you through everything Trump's been saying in both crazy interviews about it and his original post where he cancels the entire signing of the bill. If you appreciate these clear, steady-handed videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe to the feed below, and let's just walk through all of it. You know, I think I want to start with Caroline Leavitt's post because it has the most rich irony in it. And one more time, Democrats and Republicans finally came together to try to fix something that is a massive problem for Americans. How often is there a bill that is quite bipartisan on both sides? I guess another good example would be the Epstein Release Act, but that's not even a good example because Republicans refused to vote along with that. They refused to go along with it until it was forced on the House floor, and then Republicans at the very last minute acted like they were for it all along. So that's actually not a good example. This is a rather good example of both sides actually trying to fix something, even though more Democrats voted for it. And Caroline Leavitt says, "Tomorrow at 12 p.m. on Capitol Hill, President Trump will sign into law the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, one of the most significant pieces of housing affordability legislation in American history." It actually was a really good bill. I'm not even capping here. A lot of Democrats put a lot of work in to make sure this bill was good and it helped the American people, and it was a somewhat necessary bill to help push us in the right direction regarding housing, which is a massive, massive problem. Now Trump just nuked it. So Caroline Leavitt says, "One of the most significant pieces of housing affordability legislation in American history. This bipartisan bill includes policies long championed by the president. It cuts unnecessary red tape, helps increase housing supply, and limits the ability of large institutional investors to purchase single-family homes. As the president has said, homes should be owned by American families, not large corporations. President Trump promised to lower housing costs, and he is delivering, making it easier for every family to achieve the American dream of home ownership. Tomorrow's historic bill signing is another promise made, promise kept." Well, it sounds good, right? It sounds pretty good, except for the fact that Donald Trump came out and decided to just nuke it today. Now, there is a mechanism by which this can still be passed if Donald Trump doesn't directly veto it or pocket veto it. If he doesn't sign it at all, there's actually a mechanism by which 10 days after it could still go into law. So there is still hope. But Donald Trump then tweets out, just directly undermining Caroline Leavitt and all of these MAGA stooges who were gloating about this bill. He tweets out, "Today's housing news conference and signing is hereby canceled until such time as we pass the desperately needed Save America Act, which I consider to be a national emergency. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Dude, You just blew up the only chance of you having a somewhat decent policy accomplishment, and it wasn't even him. I keep reiterating this, but it was Congress negotiating and Democrats putting it all on the table to make sure this was a good bill. You know, it's really funny to read this post and then go back to what Patrick said. Patrick said, "Far left lunatics triumph in New York primaries. Meanwhile, Trump is on the verge of signing a landmark housing bill passed by the Republican Congress." Patrick, you made one mistake. Trump is not a rational actor who actually cares about helping anyone in America except for himself and his rich donors. This is him being asked about the housing legislation that he just shot down.
Go ahead.
Buying a home is unattainable for so many Americans. Is this election legislation more important to you than resolving the housing?
This is every election's important. We're doing very well. They want a lot of communists to come in. I'm saying it a little bit differently, but the people that they're pushing are communists, and this country is not going to have communists. Thank you.
This is why people are so apathetic towards our political system right now. The president of the United States just directly shot down a bill that would have helped the housing of almost every single American, not directly, but prices would have been more affordable. Regulations that are currently squeezing people would have been gone away with. And Donald Trump shot that down and then blamed it on communists, said that communists aren't going to like ravage our country or ruin our country. I don't know, man. I think some of the people you're referring to as communists, like Zohran Mamdani, are some of the most popular electeds in the country because they actually speak to the affordability needs of Americans. Trump is so incredibly unpopular that he shouldn't be using any of these labels to try to tear anyone else down when communism to him is just actually caring about the American people or trying to make sure that rich people pay their fair share. Or maybe communism to him is making sure that Americans have housing or affordable housing. It's all despicable. Let me read you a summary of this bill because I think it's really important to understand what we're talking about here. Congress has passed the largest housing bill in decades, with the House of Representatives approving the landmark legislation 358-32 on Tuesday. Guys, it is so incredibly rare that Congress is actually able to come to some sort of agreement or pass anything that isn't just fluff BS. This was supposed to be an actually good day for the American people and something that we could be proud of, but no. Passed by the Senate a day earlier, the 21st Century Road to Housing Act brings together a wide range of provisions aimed at making housing more affordable and encouraging housing construction. The legislation is expected to be signed by President Trump on Wednesday. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act will help increase the nation's housing supply by reducing regulatory barriers and encouraging local governments to reform zoning and land use policies that have limited home building, said Bill Owens. By expanding homeownership and rental housing opportunities nationwide, the legislation will help ease the housing affordability crisis, which is genuinely a huge crisis for Americans of all ages and all walks of life. But I can speak a little bit from, you know, personal experience. I have a lot of young friends, including myself, who like go to college. I didn't graduate, but my young friends graduate college. They're told that if they graduate college, they'll get a high-earning job that allows them to someday get a house and to someday build a life. A lot of my friends who graduated college can't even afford an apartment. They can't even get a job due to the brutal housing market. And if that's what my generation is going through, I can't imagine what other people are going through that are a little bit farther along in life and are still struggling with the exact same affordability crisis. I'm sure there are many people in the audience right now who are watching this video who understand how shitty our current housing infrastructure is and just how shitty these payments can be, how much it costs, how hard it is to even get a home in the first place. And right when we were on the verge of at least easing that, at least pushing in the right direction, Trump shoots it down. The final version of the bill contains key priorities for the affordable housing industry, including raising the public welfare investment cap from 15 to 20%. This opens the door to banks increasing their investments in affordable housing. At the same time, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson knows that his power is waning. We're only a few months out from the November midterms, where the Republicans are very likely to lose their majority, even though they tried to rig rig it. They tried so hard to rig it. They are going to lose their majority, in my opinion. We all need to show up and show out. And that will lead to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson no longer being Speaker of the House. He'll be like Minority Speaker, which is way less power and which allows us to actually pass the things we want as long as Trump isn't immediately shooting them down. You know, President Trump told Speaker Mike Johnson in a private conversation this week that no one gives a shit about housing, according to four sources who heard the speaker recount the conversation. That is where he is very, very wrong. Not just a little bit wrong, but very, very wrong. I mean, he's wrong on everything, tariffs, the Iran war, but this one right here is offensively wrong. Housing underlies a lot of different problems throughout America that Trump claims to care about but clearly doesn't. I mean, homelessness is a problem, oftentimes in like bigger cities that have higher populations, which oftentimes exist in blue states. So homelessness is a problem. I want to fix it. I'm sure everybody else does. And housing feeds into that. Housing legitimately feeds into the drug crisis. Housing legitimately feeds into the debt crisis. The crisis of young people not able to accumulate capital, and even the antisocial crisis can be fixed by having better housing that makes more sense. There are so many things that we can do that we can fix by improving housing, and yet Republicans would rather just mess around. Trump doesn't understand it. I guess the question is, Trump himself has never had to worry about any of these things throughout his life. Has he ever had to worry about grocery prices or rent? Has he ever had to worry about any sort of personal debt that isn't him, you know, fucking people over? No, he's never had to worry about healthcare costs or hospital bills. It's all just come to him. It's all just been given to him. So with that framework, why the hell would he care about our problems or your problems or the problems of Americans who are struggling with this very thing? I want to end this off with a quite despicable revelation that we just got. Representative Anna Paulina Luna, a Republican from Florida, was trying to draft an amendment to the defense bill, but Republicans are so shitty at anything legislation related that she accidentally left in her AI chatbot prompts. There's an AI named Claude. Claude is a website that you can use to, you know, ask questions. It's a chatbot. And in this proposal, she leaves in a few things that say, Claude responded. Claude gives this advice. These people are so incompetent and are making our life worse on a daily basis. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.